Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, what do you think about trading cryptocurrencies? Is it something that people should maybe check out, or is it all a big scam?
Well, there's a couple of issues there. So if you're actually physically buying it and not trading it like as a CFD, so CFD is a contract for difference where you can trade gold and silver, where you actually don't own the gold and silver, just like you don't own Bitcoin or whatever, or Ethereum, you can trade those, the market movements, without actually owning it. And so it's a derivative. It's not really doing it. Now, the issue with that are the same issues that you come up with regular, you know, choosing a broker, like things like gaps can be an issue. So I've heard, well, if you look at the Bitcoin chart as we record this in end of 2017, it's very choppy. There are lots of gaps. And one of the reasons why I don't like to trade stocks is because they're very gappy, and there's lots of, you know, like you can easily imagine yourself getting, you know, gapped over your stop like that. I'm sure that must happen all the time to people. So you think you've managed your risk, and and to be fair, that can happen when you're trading Forex as well. But it's just that the charts are, it's atypical. You know, sometimes you get that weekend gap, but you don't get three gaps a week. You know what I mean? And so that's the thing to think about here. Number one is, can you find a broker who's not totally dodgy? And I've heard that there are several cryptocurrency brokers who are catering to the cryptocurrency traders who are really dodgy right now, because it's such a hot thing as we're recording this. And number two is, you know, how do you deal with these gaps? So, you know, you got to calculate your margin requirements and all that, assuming that you have access to CFD broker. You know, you have a CFD broker who can allows you to trade CFD Bitcoin or CFD Ethereum or whatever. So you're trading it, you know, are you going to, what happens if you get gapped over? Now, the other side of it is, what if you're actually physically buying and selling? So you actually truly own the Bitcoin in your wallet and all that. Okay. So that's another thing. Well, again, I've heard, and I don't know if this is true because I'm not doing it, but I've heard, my understanding is that, you know, they've had some things where like the exchanges have gone down, like Coinbase or whatever went down, so nobody could get out, and they had a bit of a flash crash on the on Bitcoin and stuff like that. So, you know, that right there, that highlights another risky aspect of trading that we often don't think about, which is, what happens if I can't get out of the trade? What happens if, do you know what I mean? What happens if my broker freezes up or goes, you know, doesn't, you know, closes it down and doesn't allow me? You know, that's another thing that you have to think about here. You know, there are two things. Now, having said that, I believe a couple of things. I think there's no doubt that these sorts of things, and who knows which coins are going to be the best or whatever, Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin this or Ethereum or Naga or whatever, you know, I don't know, all the Litecoin and everything, you know, there's like, it's like the IPOs. So like after Netscape, so for those of you that can remember far enough back, you know, in the first .com bubble thing, you know, when Netscape was the first IPO, like with the first internet stock to go to be offered on the NASDAQ stock exchange, it was like, everyone was like, wow, this is real, you know, and then everyone started scrambling for an IPO. And it's kind of like the same thing now with all these ICOs, where it's like, wow, you know, everyone's looking at Bitcoin and go, wow, you know, now they all have all these ICOs and everyone's trying to get in on it. So I believe a couple of things. One is, I think that currently at the end of 2017, as we record this, that Bitcoin is in a bit of a bubble. Okay. I think it'll come down, and I think it'll come down hard. And so that's going to shake a lot of people out. Two, I still think that this sort of thing is going to, like, I would not be surprised if we look back 10 years from now and go, wow, Bitcoin's at 50, 60,000 a coin. Like, that would not shock me at all. But I think, you know, it might be a bumpy road between there and here. I mean, from there to here, or here to there, however you say that. You know what I mean? So I think, yeah, I think it's clearly like it's a bubble. It's in everyone's, you know, everyone's thinking about it. Like, whenever I get in a cab now or an Uber or whatever, I just say to the guy, hey, how's your Bitcoin? you know, and everyone's, you know, because I just, it's just kind of like my test of how, you know what I mean? It's like, same with real estate. Uh-huh. Australia. So how's your real estate portfolio? And you just kind of, and you float it out there and you see, and you see how hot it is, how everyone's doing. And it's true. Like everyone's into it. So yeah. So I think there's going to be a bubble. I mean, I think there is a bubble in Bitcoin. I think it's going to come down. I think it'll shake a lot of people out. And then I think it'll go up. I think long-term it's going to go up. And I think a lot of these will, but the problem is some of them are fake. Like if you look at some of them aren't built the right way. And I don't know a lot about it, but I know that some of them aren't built the right way. Some of them are just pure scams that are set up by like credit card companies to try to get in on this and stuff. It's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot to wade through there. But I think that for the trader, from the trading point of view, there's a lot of things to be wary of. Exchanges basically freezing and the big gaps that you see on the charts. I mean, this kind of a market, like in Bitcoin in particular, it lends itself well to like trend trading or grid trading, where you're just taking a whole bunch of positions and just in one direction. You know what I mean? Like, and that works really well in strong trends. But then, of course, once they collapse, you're holding the bag and you've got a loss there or a big loss. So, yeah, I think long term it's good, but I just think right now, to me, the gaps are scary, the brokers are scary, and I think it's a bit of a bubble, and I think it's going to have to shake out. Like the people that have bought Bitcoin in the last 4 or 5 months, it's the market has to throw like a dog, you know, shakes the fleas off. I think it has to shake those people off. You know what I mean? Before it can keep going. I think that's. But I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
That those are good points. I'm actually here in Hawaii right now, and it's illegal to buy Bitcoin in Hawaii. So
really,
I just went to a meetup. Yeah. I guess, well, companies can't sell it to people in Hawaii. So I went to a meetup and these guys have all these like backdoor ways of getting Bitcoin. And it's pretty interesting how it's working, you know, how it's working its way through the different laws and jurisdictions.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Like, it's like China, you know, you can only take $50,000 out of China, but yet there's all these ways to get like millions out of China. You know what I mean?
And
you know, there's a lot of these illegal drugs that seem to be really easy to get in just about any city, you know? It's crazy, isn't it? How it always, like, people will always find a way, won't they? Like,
Oh yeah.
That's funny. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about Hawaii. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Cool. Oh, thanks, Hugh.
All right. Thanks, Walter.